When I meet people for the first time, I usually see a question in their eyes. Why is your hair blue? If they're brave enough to ask me the question, they're usually disappointed with the answer. Why is your hair blue? Because that's the colour I dye it. I answer the question they asked, not the question they intended, which is, why have you made your hair blue? To know the answer to that question, you have to know what happened to me 4 years ago. But the story of my blue hair starts 40 years ago. Why is your hair blue? Because if I didn't dye it, it'd be white. And who wants white hair? Once said to a man with white hair. I inherited thick, dark hair from my Indian father, but it started going white when I was a child. By the time I got to university, it was about 5% white. I put pink dye on it, which had no effect on my dark hair, but in the sunlight, the white transformed into bright flashes of colour. By the time I was 40, my hair was about half white, and I was dyeing it a plum colour, and it was plum until about 4 years ago. Why's your hair blue? It's my favourite colour. I love turquoise, which is a greeny blue. I have had other faces and clothes of pink, green and purple, but my love for turquoise has never diminished. When I was at university, female students were told to wear white blouses and dark skirts underneath their graduation robes, and I didn't think it was right that I should look like a schoolgirl after having spent 3 years at university. So I went out and bought a bright turquoise dress. When I had a fountain pen, I wrote in turquoise ink, and when I had my wedding ring commissioned, I had real turquoise put inside it. I think that my love for turquoise is very basic. I think it's hardwired into my brain. It seems to be preconscious because I find myself drawn to a piece of art or some jewellery and only later realise that it's turquoise. Why is your hair blue? I think I'm turning into my online avatar, Poot de Boo. I discovered Second Life in 2007. Second Life is an online virtual world where people meet to chat, dance, play, and create. In Second Life, I spend 95% of the time chatting and the rest on my avatar, Poot de Boo. And Poot originally started off with similar things like me, with me as me, 5'2" and plum hair. Otherwise, she started off in a turquoise outfit. Over time, I amassed a large collection of clothes, outfits for Poot. Clothes, outfits in Second Life mean clothes, wings, and hair. And in a couple of mouse clicks, I could even tint Poot's hair to match her clothes. Oh, and I began to see Poot as a blank canvas for self-expression. Why is your hair blue? It's actually not my hair, it's a wig. 4 years ago, I knowingly had cancer for 5 weeks. And 5 weeks was the time between diagnosis and the results after my lumpectomy, when I was told that they'd taken the whole tumour out and the cancer hadn't spread. I didn't actually have cancer anymore. But there's a Belden process approach to cancer treatment, and I took everything that was on offer, which was chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and hormone therapy. And I decided to treat my impending hair loss as an opportunity for adventure. I searched online and I found an eBay seller from Hong Kong who sold wigs for costumes and fancy dress. And I made a short list of wigs that I liked, and I posted them on my blog, where I was keeping my friends and family up to date with my progress. And my short list included a Lara Croft wig from Tomb Raider, colourful spiky wigs from Japanese role-playing games, and I love this phrase, an Oompa Loompa wig from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And surprise, I bought a blue wig, $18 from Hong Kong, including shipping, which is a bargain. And here it is. This is actually the... So this is like a role-playing from Japanese games wig. Why is your hair blue? It's my chemotherapy wig. I was really surprised that people thought that this was my real hair. A middle-aged woman who'd dye her hair blue. I was even more surprised that my neighbours in Sunningdale, including an 84-year-old, thought that it suited me. When my hair grew back, it grew back initially pure white and so soft that I thought I could charge people money to touch it. Just over 3 years ago, so January after Christmas 2011 now, I was on a bus and a young woman in her 20s offered me her seat. And as she got off, I said to her, "Why did you offer me your seat?" And she looked up and she said, "Oh, your white hair." And I didn't want to look older, so I brushed out and bought some hair dye, navy this time, not realising that it was permanent, because my blonde was usually temporary. And it took 6 months for it to fade, the colour to fade, but inspired by Poot, I decided to experiment with colour, and I had pink, purple, green, but it's always been turquoise. So, finally, why is your hair blue? Because when my prematurely white hair grew back after chemotherapy, I decided to dye it my favourite colour.